Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline for a very simple reason. It's Thursday, it's crunch time, it's the final segment, and we do something we like to call this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh, it is. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's horrible.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Wow. It's the lightning round, although we almost ended up doing another Richter scale. There's a lot of stuff going down. We're okay now. The lightning round.
That's a fine. I'm going to have to pay a dollar.
Tabor, $1.
That was absolutely miserable. This is the lightning round, not the Richter scale.
Where did Raymond Burr come from?
I was thinking, hey, when does the music come in? Like, what is Steve going to sing today? This doesn't sound familiar. Oh, my goodness.
That's brilliant, by the way.
All right. I think I know what I'm doing here. The NL Cy Young race is very confusing, like how I'm playing the wrong music to start this segment. Mad Max Scherzer just got his 300th strikeout of the season, the 17th person to do so since 1900. He leads the National League in wins, innings, complete games, and Ks and strikeouts for the third straight year. Jacob deGrom has a 1.70 ERA, hasn't given up more than 4 runs in any of his 32 starts this season, and because he plays for the Mets, he finishes the season 10-9. And then Aaron Nola, known mostly around here for being on my fantasy team, had 216 strikeouts, 16 Ks, and a whip under 1. Who takes home the NL Cy Young? Scherzer in a three-peat, deGrom or Nola?
Man, I think it's going to come down to deGrom and Scherzer, because the Mighty Max, with the wins, with the 300 Ks, with an equal whip. I really think it's going to be that close. I think in the end, writers like to be a little different. And it's going to go to DeGrom because of the ERA. And he made it a little easier because at least as a starter, he got to 10 wins.
That is true. He's not going to be under 500. That would be horrible. The MLB season is just days away from ending, and teams are having their final send-offs for veterans and free agents to be. The biggest free agent to hit the market this upcoming winter is Washington, D.C.'s own Bryce Harper. Harper got over 100 RBIs for the first time in his career, had 131 hits and 34 home runs so far this season, even while he's hitting .244. Harper went on Instagram last night, posted a collage of photos saying thank you to the Nationals faithful. The Nats are early season struggles as well as major youthful resurgence from the Braves might have cost the Nats a chance to get into the playoffs this year, but with Mad Max on any staff, you can get a solid chance to get back to the postseason. What percent chance do you give Harper of staying in D.C.?
Ooh, I think he's gone. He gone. I'm going to go.
He gone.
There's always a change of heart. There's always a chance that the front office will get together and say, look, just tell him to pick a number. I'm going to go 15%. I think he's pretty much a memory.
I agree. Chris Davis is a home run machine. That's the A's Chris Davis, not the horrible, rotten, no good Chris Davis of the Orioles. It's a lot harder to kind of differentiate the two when you're saying their name and not writing them out. Crush Davis has 47 home runs this season, making it 3 straight for the A's 30-year-old DH. Davis has a 5 home run lead over JD Martinez for most in baseball, and with 3 games remaining against the Angels in Anaheim, Davis only has 2 runs, home runs in Anaheim this season, 7 for his career at the Big A. What percent chance do you give in Crush Davis getting to 50 home runs?
50 in the next 3 games?
Got to hit 3.
10%. He's going to need 2 in a game.
That's true, yeah. There are 2 teams in baseball who already have 100 wins, the Red Sox and the Astros. The Yankees are only 2 wins away from that century mark. On the other end of the scale, there are already 2 teams that have lost 100 games, the Orioles and the Royals, with the Marlins and White Sox are both at 96 losses and 4 games remaining. The Marlins 3 are against the Mets, and then they have a makeup game against the Pirates. Then the Sox have 4 against the Twins. Come Sunday night, which will be higher, the number of 100 win teams or the number of 100 loss teams?
Okay, so you got Houston and the Boston's. Yankees could reach, so that would be 3. We already have 1 100 loss team, 2 100 loss. So it's a push right now.
It's a push right
going
now.
Going into the weekend. I'm going to be the eternal optimist and make it all about me and say the Yankees get 2 wins, win the wild card, and I'm going to say 100 win teams.
All right, fine. Moving to the NFL, we briefly talked about the incredible stats that Drew Brees has put together over his career. 7-time leader in passing yards, 6-time leader in yards a game, 5 times he's thrown for over 5,000 yards, yet he's only been an All-Pro once. He's never won an MVP. Brees is also the all-time leader in completions. He set that this weekend with 6,326, and he's leading the NFL in completion percentage currently at 80.6. The all-time single season record is also one that Brees hold. It's at 72%. What percent chance do you give Brees having a completion percentage over 72% for this
72?
Year?
72?
He'd have to beat his record.
Oh, man. You just get the feeling that there's going to be a game or two where weather, misfires, or defense, or struggles, over 72%, 20%.
20% over 72%.
That's 92%.
It happens 100% of the time. Last one, 4 rookie quarterbacks are starting this weekend. There's Josh Darnold against the Jaguars, Josh Allen against the Packers, Josh Mayfield against the Raiders, and Josh Rosen against the Seahawks. Rosen gets the luxury of starting his first game at home rather than on the road. I understand that they're all named Josh. That's the joke. Will there be over or under 1.5 wins by teams with rookie quarterbacks this Sunday?
So it's Rosen against who?
Rosen is taking on the Seahawks.
All right, and who else?
Mayfield against the Raiders, Allen against the Packers, and Darnold against the Jags.
Under. There's one winner in that group. So there you go.